Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
A man named Len Klutter was shot in the head by police officer at a Muldersdrift guest house. In the video, Klutter can be seen, he's in his underpants, it's late at night, there's lots of language. He's wielding his own firearm and then grabs a police officer's firearm, and at one point in the video, he is heard shouting, shoot me, shoot me, shoot me.
Yeah.
And then another police officer, after Klutter takes the first police officer's weapon, although he didn't point the weapon at anyone, he had a cop's gun. And then the other cop shot him in the head. So that video and the story is on our website, ecr.co.za. But Jacques Boerter, who is a criminal lawyer as well as a firearm expert, joins us this morning to answer some questions that we have. Morning, Jacques.
Good morning.
Morning.
Jacques, what I want to know is, we've all watched this video and the guy seemed to be, crazy. The word that jumps to mind is crazy, a danger to himself and to everyone else in that room. But now, people are saying that the police officer is going to be in trouble for his actions. Is that true?
Well, look, the video, we're fortunate that the video shows us almost everything that happened. There's no doubt that the Mr. Klutter in this matter is to a large extent the author of his own misfortune. But in terms of police tactics and how the police officers should have conducted themselves and controlled the situation, it's a textbook case on how not to do it, and it's a failure in every respect. You will see in the video there are two large male police officers who seclude themselves outside with what appears to be an armed security guard. They are not involved in the matter, not able to control the situation, and effectively may have gone and sat in the motor vehicle for all that it's worth. The other thing that is quite sad is that this person was allowed to concentrate on a small female police officer who decided to draw a firearm. She was very quickly, but it's not that fast, in about 4 seconds, dispossessed of her firearm, and the other police officer in the room stands by and does absolutely nothing. The police officers present had every opportunity to control the situation, if necessary, dominate the situation. You will notice that during the approximate 4 second firearm disarming, the other police officer does nothing.
Jacques, I just want to ask you, you said just now, kind of going through what had happened and what the police could or should have done. Could you explain to us what is the correct protocol in a situation like that from police? For example, is there supposed to be a warning shot first or a specific thing done before what happened?
Look, this is not strictly speaking my area of expertise, but the police should have controlled the situation. They could simply have surrounded this guy with the three police and the male police officers involved. Then he wouldn't have had a chance to bully and take a firearm out of the hands of a female police officer. But what's dismal is that the situation was escalating. We have someone who does not appear to be entirely in his right mind. He's worked up, he's aggravated, he's aggressive. And this situation was allowed to escalate due to what I'm going to describe as incompetent police officers. They should not have allowed it to get to this stage. You must understand they're also issued with other instruments at their disposal, which will allow them to deal with people like this. We can escalate from pepper spray to a baton, whatever. The other thing that's very disturbing is that he was challenging the police officer to shoot him, not pointing a firearm at the police officer, and the police officer proceeds to shoot him in the head.
Before we even get to the situation where the guy actually took the cop's gun, he actually took his gun out first and he actually cocked it. Surely, right there and then, that's where the police, all four of them, should have stepped in and ended this before it escalated to the actual shooting.
Without a doubt. And we've also got now a person who's waving a firearm around. One wonders, okay, we can probably excuse the security guard because this is not really his mandate. But the other two police officers who just stood idly by outside, that's simply unacceptable. He should have been confronted by three police officers in close proximity, disarmed of his firearm, and then taken out of the premises where he's under control.
All right, so we do have questions about training here, and obviously it's a developing story. We'll see what happens. And thank you for joining us. Jacques Boerter, criminal lawyer and firearm expert. Again, the whole story is online, ecr.co.za.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.